Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's Box Combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Gov Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. A couple of texts to address. I didn't see these on the text line before we move on.
What do you got for us, Steve?
Wet blanket usually is a downer, but this is, he says, regarding the game show, impressive performance, gentlemen. He says, impressive performance.
Thank you, blanket.
WB on the text line.
Thanks. Wet blanket.
Oh, I mean, it'd be ridiculous. Good luck to anybody who challenges us in that particular game show, that particular setup.
It was set for you guys.
Good luck.
Dan was like, I walked into a buzzsaw there.
He was just laughing. He's like, yeah, I have no
pretty
chance
good,
today.
Yeah.
Downtown Scott says, my wife and I tried to choose the Dolphins as our team recently, but they were just bad. That's a hard time to jump in. Thank you, Dan.
How about trying to jump?
Scott?
Imagine that. Imagine just waking up like tomorrow, going like, "All right, honey, let's get a team.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Let's go Dolphins. We'll get some gear. Let's get some jerseys.
It's hard. It is.
Yeah, be hard.
I did that with the Jets 15 years ago. Yeah. I said I was going to be a Jets fan. It lasted about a week.
You can't. You have to establish it at a young age.
You do.
That's why he
was a Raiders fan, though. Yeah. You can go back to what you had.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah. The Raiders are just not the same. I mean,
it's still the Raiders, though.
Yeah.
Still the Raiders.
Okay.
By the way, I mentioned I almost hit a guy last night in league. He texted in, Brett. Hey. He says, yeah, Jake, that ball about hit me in the eyeballs last night. Sorry, Brett.
What a day, Jake.
I bought him a beer.
Jake, I've never heard of a day like ever a Monday. I've heard of a Monday. That's like a Friday, you know, as leading into vacation type of day. I mean, you hit it on a Monday out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had his first runza.
Yes.
God.
And someone else, one more text, we'll move on. Texture says, I mentioned last week the ice cream truck at Holmes Lake Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another, you've had quite a little summer.
Someone says this, Jake, thought of you last night. I was walking up to the number 9 green at Holmes when I heard a creepy ice cream truck music in the distance. It was playing It's a Small World After All. Not Christmas music, but still very creepy. Thank you. Unnamed texture.
Is that creepy too?
I don't know. I just hate to get down on the ice cream industry. I hate to attack.
I'm not doing that.
I don't want to attack.
Can we
dairy.
Make it less creepy though?
I mean, we're coming at dairy pretty hard here. And I don't know if
trucks.
That's, yeah,
trucks in particular.
Yeah, someone's out there trying to make a living, and Jake's trying to.
Ah,
I just think
exactly.
We can make them less weird. Yeah. You know, like normalize them. Not make them not weird.
That's a very subjective opinion, though.
It's playing Christmas music. It's playing It's a Small World After All. We can play. Not weird music on the truck. Let's play some, you know,
I tell you what,
pop
though,
music for the
if
kids.
I, if I was all of a sudden sitting there, okay, I'm an ice cream truck, and it was Roger Miller, that was
yeah, still, I'm gonna buy it.
I would
right?
like it, but it'd be a little odd for most. Well, they just play King of the Road. The kids
that's
love
pretty
it.
Cool. You can trust that truck.
God, I don't know what songs you're thinking about. Like that's not. I think it's a hard ass that it wouldn't sound creepy about any song. Right?
Presentation's also a little odd with the truck. You know, let's make it, it's just like there's an unmarked truck. Isn't it just, it has music playing and you know it's ice cream. It doesn't say ice cream at all on the side.
This is very interesting.
It is.
Yes.
I don't know what the, I don't know how to get into your head on this one. I kind of know where you're coming from.
Okay.
It's a small world after all. That's not a creepy song, but if you put it on an ice cream truck, maybe it is.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Wet Blanket says, that truck was in my neighborhood last night playing It's a Small World. The driver was hanging out the door window just destroying a cigarette. It was awesome.
Had a heater. Okay.
So, there you go. Thank
you. Would you buy ice cream out of it for Scotland? Would you approach it?
I probably would.
Okay.
Yeah, probably would.
Gotcha.
So, thank you, Texters, for that. 464-5685, call or text as always. Today is day two of SEC Media Days. We will hear from the likes of Auburn.
Do you?
Texas, Georgia, and Tennessee. I think most of us agree this is the best day, right? With the schools going.
Next one, they're we thought the first three were really good. We thought the fourth had a little bit of a but yeah, this is a really good one.
Auburn, yeah. Texas, Georgia, and Tennessee today speaking at the SEC.
How do you feel about Gunnar Stockton?
I don't know enough about him. We saw him come in the game in the SEC championship game. Then he played in the playoff game, didn't go well.
Georgia's quarterback.
Like that. Yeah. So
can Kirby win it all with Gunnar Stockton?
Well, they feel they can. Obviously, they would have done something different if they didn't feel that they could. So
good point. They would have went in the portal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then I don't know. Is the highlight today Kirby? I'd say it is.
Yeah.
We know for you it is.
There's nobody there that's won a national championship, is there today? Besides
Sark is not. He's there.
He's on the door.
He's probably the biggest story because of the combination of Arch. New in the league, went to the playoffs last year, so close, you know, all those things. I think that is very big. And then, obviously, Auburn is just incredibly fun just because of the golf story.
It is. There'll be a lot of golf questions for Hugh Freeze.
No,
today,
it really is. Yeah. That would be kind of fun.
I heard one of the other pundits talk about that. The story was actually, this is what I was told, it was actually published by Golf Digest. And they were talking about it. Just imagine if that's what took you down. If that's the publication that got you. Golf Digest gets Hugh Freeze fired.
Really odd. Very odd story. Yes. Jordan Rogers, we talked about. Now, Jordan Rogers is, it turns out, Aaron Rodgers' brother. He works for the SEC Network, and he did say that the hype train is out of control on Arch Manning. I have him as the fifth best quarterback in the SEC. I don't know. I don't know enough.
Did he give the list who's ahead of him?
No, he just says that. I'm just looking at the On3 blog.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be Sellers. It would be Nussmeier. Would be two of them.
I'd say Nussmeier, Sellers.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I'd go Nussmeier one.
So there's two. Who else? The other two would be ahead.
Well, here, I got it right here. Yeah. Okay.
Read off the teams.
go through every starting quarterback in the SEC. Yeah. Why not?
You guys talk for a second because I can get his position ranking.
Okay.
Bill Steele.
It would not be Vanderbilt. Would not be there.
Would not be Diego Pavia.
Yeah, it's not going to be
old. Favorite quarterback.
It's not Ole Miss. It's not Mississippi State.
Okay, so here we go. We got it. Yeah. Number one, Phil Steele. Be LSU. Yeah. Garrett Nussmeier. Arch. Now Phil Steele has Arch second. Sellers third. And then Mateer.
Okay,
fourth.
Okay. There's
Bill's guy, John Mateer, at Oklahoma.
Lagway. Fifth.
Florida.
Diego sixth.
How do you feel about that, Sip?
Yeah.
Over that. Let's ask you about that one. How about Does that bother you? He's a top half quarterback in the conference.
Come on.
We just have to ask about your Vanderbilt.
He's all right. He just needs to pipe down. Arkansas, whoever that is seventh.
Traylon.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player.
What's his name? I like him.
From Boise. Very athletic.
Georgia, Gunnar Stockton would be eighth. Let's just stop. Then Texas A&M ninth. Alabama, not till 10th. Wow. Bama.
Ty Simpson.
So Georgia and Bama have the 8 and 10 nine. Quarterback rankings in the
That's
conference?
Interesting.
Wow. That's You don't see that very
really
often.
Ole Miss down there, too, 12. Yeah. Auburn down there, 13th. Stop there. So, I don't know. Phil Steele likes Arch Manning. I just don't know enough about him. He's intriguing to me because he can run and he's a big dude. He can run and he's big and obviously has a gun. So let's just see. We're going to find out right away.
Plus, off the bat against Ohio
year
State.
It's year three.
Yeah, it's year three. So, he's not a young guy. So we will see. I mean, can't you just say that? We'll find out about Arch Manning right away.
Let's let it play out.
Ohio State. in Buckeye at Columbus.
At the Shoe.
Yeah.
Wow. At 11 a.m. Awesome. If you oversleep, you'll miss the first half.
You're not going to oversleep.
Yes.
You'll watch the entire game.
I will watch that in its entirety, probably in my garage. Hopefully it's not that hot.
Who else are you?
Tennessee speaks today. Josh Heupel at the podium.
Yeah. Heupel would be
huge. No one's talking about Tennessee. I think Tennessee is just a forgotten team, even
no
though they're
one knows.
A playoff team last year. Playoff team. Lost their quarterback to UCLA. They bring in...
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aguilar, or is that right?
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
From UCLA. Mm-hmm. Via App State.
Mm-hmm. What do you do if you're Heupel with all the I'm a Leva questions? What do you do?
Nobody asked him.
They'd be so simple like that. Oh, not a problem here. He's not on our team anymore. And we're here to talk about our team. That's kind of it. That story got crushed so much as far as so much, you know, coverage. So I don't think there's much to
Maybe
say.
Maybe there won't be much to say.
I don't think the other writers, that's what they're looking for. Hey, let's try to get a comment on the game.
I think they will talk about their quarterback situation.
Yes,
though.
They will do that. Yes.
That'll be a big topic. So, yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. I was struck yesterday, Jake. I told Bill on Sirius Radio, they were saying that the SEC Media Days is the unofficial start of the college football season, which I took as a major slight to the Big 12. Which started last week.
It had two glorious days in Frisco, Texas.
Yeah,
we talked about it.
What about us?
They didn't get four teams in the playoff last year.
I know
year.
This. We enjoyed the heck out of the
we
Big
did.
12.
We, yeah.
It was awesome. The Big 12, honestly, will probably be better media days than these four overall. I enjoyed the Big 12. When you have 12 teams that might win it or make a case.
You love the Big 12.
I do. I enjoy it like top to bottom. It's fun. And guess what?
Gundy was good.
Really, just start talking about the coaches in the Big 12. Really
okay,
good.
Talk about them.
We're just really good coaches like that. You got Lance. You got Klieman just right below us.
Gundy.
Kansas. Gundy. Been around forever. Veteran dude. You got Joey McGuire, who's a Texas guy. Things going really well for him. Aranda turned things around last year. Aranda's also won the Big 12 as the head coach.
He
He's
did.
Been the Big 12 champion at that. You got Dion. You got Prime.
Yeah,
that's
Matt Campbell.
Yeah, you have Matt Campbell. Iowa State. Yes.
Mississippi loves Vanderbilt and Iowa State. Yeah.
So there's coaches all over the place. You go,
you're
ooh,
right.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You know, people
that's
question Dillingham, and all he did was win the conference last year.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good coaches, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In the Big 12. But
I would imagine when a job slash, I mean, you know, the question would be if you were at, like right now, like that, there's a difference in the conference. If you're Joey McGuire and you get offered, like this last year, the Purdue job, are you taking it?
Okay.
I'm saying no.
Those are real interesting discussions.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know.
No way you would take that, the situation he had there. So the point being is there's some places that's not just like, well, it's a Big 10 school.
Right.
They get they get $60 million a year
right.
from TV deals.
Okay, but try another school, Texas Tech, McGuire. What if
Minnesota?
Okay.
Minnesota. That's better than Purdue.
I'm still much better than Purdue right now, but I still
okay,
say
here's
no.
One. What if Iowa does a just says let's go get McGuire?
Ooh, I don't know.
He if has to listen, doesn't he?
I just think being from Texas, he is 100%, you know, taken care of financially, so they could match the money that Iowa would pay. And then where can you build a better team?
You can build a better team at Texas Tech. How about playoff access, though?
That's a little bit different, but I don't think he would leave. So my point is, there's some jobs.
Good point. I don't know. I don't know what you do. Now there's some other jobs where it's more cut and dried. You'd go.
Yeah.
Texas Tech's a bit of an outlier.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is Texas Tech's a bit of an outlier in that league. Like if Lance Leipold, if Iowa came calling, there's no thought.
He's gone. Yep.
Now I don't know about now. How about let's just stay there. How about Purdue if it came calling?
Lance?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because it doesn't affect his money. They have just, I mean, no. It's not like, well, if I go there, I'm going to, you know, whatever.
I don't think he would go. How about Minnesota, though?
I still don't know. It'd be close.
I know.
Living in Lawrence, Kansas, pretty good spot.
Those are weird. They're interesting discussions.
Lance's what, 61?
Yeah. 60 so, for sure. 60 for sure.
So I don't know how that would go down.
But those jobs, yeah, it's a different conversation now. It really is.
Yeah.
Like PJ Fleck, where is he? It's sort of limited now where he would go.
Yeah, where
right?
would he go?
Yeah, because if you left to go, say, well, I'm going to go to one of the really good Big 12 schools. No, not really.
Probably not.
Probably not leaving to do that. So where's right now the places to go are so slim.
What about
we thought maybe Auburn for him, right?
What about the ACC? Would he go Florida State, Miami, North Carolina? Is it stop
yes.
there?
No, he would, but those three for sure.
Stop there.
Yeah.
And Clemson, if Dabo ever left, obviously.
Yeah, I didn't even.
But that,
yeah,
he's
I didn't
not
even
leaving anytime soon.
I didn't even put Clemson right. in there, but.
North Carolina would have been an unbelievable wheelhouse for PJ Fleck.
Why do you say that? I agree with
I think he would have just done great there. Enough people around, enough. I think it's a little bit of an outlier.
You would work there.
And I think he would have been really good.
I totally agree with you on that. I do.
He's had two stops, and this went really
well. It
still
happened down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For PJ. Belichick's going to not be there forever in Carolina.
Fleck's only 47. I think he's 47. He's got another stop, right?
We asked him the other day. Is
oh,
you know,
shit.
What?
Yeah.
Is PJ a long time? Is he a long time Minnesota guy, or was somebody else open up a spot for him?
I think that he has another stop. I think Fleck has another stop.
I do. I think so too. But you're right. The options are really slim. And then the question is, okay, Mississippi State opens up.
I don't know.
You think about that, don't you?
You sit there and go, okay, what can I do there?
Rule out Vandy and Mississippi State.
Yeah, I was kind of, I don't know. I think I'd stay right where I'm at and get my 7-8 wins or whatever it is.
But those are the only two I'd rule out.
Probably, yeah. That'd be it.
Oh, we're playing agent.
It's kind of fun game to play.
Super
it's kind
fun.
Of, where could PJ Fleck go?
I would
where
like
should
to
he take
be in
a
on
job?
All the calls to PJ Fleck, whoever between his agent and it was me, Sipple, Jake, and PJ. All this through, just talking through.
He'd be incredibly annoyed.
Imagine Jake all of a sudden. Got to think about it, PJ.
Fight back,
PJ. What do you think about this?
Sanderson says Kentucky should get him after Mark Stoops fails there.
What about it, Bill?
That I believe two things. I think, yes, he would do it.
Do you?
And, yes, I would take that.
I would, too. I just wonder if he would go to Kentucky.
I think he would. You know, yes, he would go to Kentucky. Yeah.
They've had enough decent success recently that he would. It's not completely destitute.
Yeah, I don't know
how bad year last year.
No,
but,
it's not destitute. I think they could make it.
Because Kentucky right now is looked at as they're 15th and Mississippi State 16th. That's how the league is looked at right now.
I mean, what about the Kentucky job? I don't know, Jake.
They've had some good years. They've had 8-9 win seasons a couple times under Stoops.
It's one of those places they show up. The fan base fills the stadium. They really want basketball to do great.
Right.
And there's only a couple schools like that. It's like North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke.
God dang, you think he'd
after
go there.
That it's kind of like our football better be pretty good. You know, there's a few others that are out there, but
Kentucky, I mean, it doesn't matter, but they have a similar philosophy to Minnesota. They run the ball a lot. Like Minnesota is run heavy. So
yeah, they
is
are.
Kentucky had like a run of three straight NFL running backs.
Yeah, Fleck's got to run it. He'll want to run wherever
fits,
he goes.
It fits that MO of what they like there.
Yeah.
Kentucky, so.
Jake.
You never know.
Some Kentucky
that was Sanderson. Well,
Kentucky
likes to
run it.
Hang on, PJ. We got to bring Sorensen in. Steve, are you there? Bill? Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah,
we'll proceed now.
we have all three of us here.
Proceed to talk this out. Coach Fleck, yes. We have some inquiries. Mississippi State and Kentucky. Just start off. Let's go Mississippi State first.
We have some inquiries.
And let's go with what we think. What's your thoughts on there? Jake, you start with what you think the pros and cons are. Steve, you're next. And then Bill, you chime in anything you see also.
That'd be
Boy,
fun.
He'd be annoyed.
He'd be so annoyed.
These guys just shut
That'd
up
be
already.
Horrifying for PJ Fleck to be in that situation.
Oh, God.
These
incredible.
Guys are my agents, really. These guys are the ones giving me.
This is what we're doing.
That's what we're doing now. What do you guys do? We do a radio show in Lincoln.
It's called The Stool.
I'm sure you've heard of it.
We're on your team, PJ. We're rooting for you, man. We're trying to help you out.
Hey,
trust us.
Excuse me, Mr. Agent, can we please get him some airplane time? Get him some sort of that and The country club membership also, would that be included?
I'll pick out the course for you, PJ. Trust me on that one. Oh, that'd be fun.
It's a thing of beauty.
Before we get to break, a business that's been around for 45 years.
How long?
45
no
years
way.
Is Computer Hardware just south Trip-tastic. Of 70th and O in Lincoln. Trip and the team do a phenomenal job with all your Apple products. We're talking watches, phones, computers, and more. Also, Kearney, Hastings, and GI, you can find them. But 45 years, they're celebrating this year. And Trip, I think, will join us, I believe, on Thursday this week.
Okay.
That's
here
amazing. In the studio.
It's good to know. Good to know.
Talk about all the tech things.
Does he know if we get a phone call from an agent that we might have to
wire him in?
That, well, no, we have to kind of, hey, just take, stand back for a second. We gotta,
that's true. That's true.
Wire him in. Wire him in?
Yeah. Trip's the
man. I wear polos a lot.
Just south of 70th and O in Lincoln, Computer Hardware. I want to talk quarterbacks in the NFL next, and really breaking the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.